Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirm Podcast Network producer, We Them Girls Podcast, Big and Lazy Podcast, here with a special episode for you. Had a little technical difficulties while recording, so we got a little partial episode for you, just for the audio listeners. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the episode.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Grain like our production. She said, oh man, this is because I sit and watch one episode with her and she caught the little cut scene of y'all like, she said, oh, that's dope. She called me Biggin. That's dope, Biggin. Yeah, that's dope. I'm telling you. And thanks to my I would never find, because you gotta know my cousin, man, he's just a lion, but he been telling me for the longest that he noticed. Man, I know Gutter, man. He get all this. He do this. I'm like, what all right, shoot. He call him Gutter. Dry call him, because he been knowing him for some years. It's like, you know.
So I knew B had a pass.
Yeah.
Too smooth now.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Melvin was like, you know, shot a couple niggas.
Uh-huh.
Chopped up a couple bodies, you know. Dumb shit.
Yeah.
That's Haywood.
Then the nigga lick it on his head.
He ain't chopping up.
I hate that movie.
Quiet on the set.
Three. Two. One.
He's amped up.
What's up?
And we're on.
Yeah,
and
back.
We're alive.
We back again.
What it Yo. Do with the Benicio.
With another banger.
Another double up.
La collab.
Best of both worlds.
Yep, we got our girls with us.
We them girls.
Mm-hmm.
In that Camaro.
Annabelle in the corner.
I'm B Fines.
You got your boy Lazy, man. We back
with the Big and Lazy pod. All right.
We here with a very special one for y'all, man. We had the link again.
Producer B Haywood in the building also.
Yes,
yep. That's
right.
Mike, that.
My boy, it's a big joint.
Family time.
Collaboration going on right now.
Mm. And in about 3 days, it'll be our year since we started. This is our year anniversary.
Come 10, on,
I
year?
Thought you said the 13th.
No. But when it come out, I was trying to gauge when it come out.
Oh, you by the, yeah. The when it comes out?
Yeah.
Mm. I thought we dropped them on the 13th. The first episode was the 25th.
Yeah, okay. We just got to June. Give us a couple days.
Oh, okay, yeah, we coming there. Right? My man coming to cut with the
there
mic.
Go.
We should take a shot to that, though.
We should
take a shot to that.
Okay.
Toast drinking to fine network, tequila.
The network. The only network.
We pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
The confirmed.
Bottoms
network.
Up.
Period.
Cheers. Oh, hold on. Let me get my ball.
Well, that's some good booze, boy.
So what have y'all been up to lately, you know? I heard in this crazy,
Dang,
crazy
let me swallow
world.
First.
My fault, my fault.
That was a big old shot.
Pause.
I would have talked and spit everywhere.
I still got another one. Hold on.
But yeah, I want to try some of that Shannon Sharpe's brandy. It's all sold out, though.
It's sold out again?
Yeah, still sold out.
We said we was going to get it for Darby and forget.
I had some in my cart, actually, but I'm like... Then that Cat Williams interview dropped out.
You paid $100. You pay $100 for anything else.
Yeah.
It's $100?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $100. It was like about $130 with shipping and handling and all that.
I don't know. I'm going to have to catch him when I see him in the liquor store.
I mean, I don't know if they have that total line in Louisville, but.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he was. That's where he did his grand opening and stuff for
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
How you feel about that tequila? Was that cool?
That's all right. Tequila. Yeah. 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 It was smooth.
It was real smooth. What was the name of that?
They saw my face.
Put the bottle on top of your head.
I don't know. Arte Nam, something like that. I don't know.
It probably ain't. It probably ain't even.
14-14, man.
14-14.
Yeah, 14-14.
Some numbers.
Yeah, man.
So what y'all been up to, you lovely ladies?
Working.
You know, going plus, viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Light some light. You know what I mean? Just
snapping fingers to that. 103K.
You know,
very.
There you go.
And climbing.
Yeah.
And climbing.
Did y'all get a lot of followers off it? I would just.
Yeah. Because we was at 379. We at 574.
There you go.
More than that, for real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Consistency. What'd you say, Big?
Consistency is the key.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. 100%.
Who you get that from, though? Who taught you that? Who taught you that?
Yeezy taught me.
Shout out to the producer, man. Get up. Hit him with a confirm.
Yeah. Now we're going to have to make a sound bite. BZ taught me. BZ taught me.
Keep it on We Them Girls.
Right.
Who is BZ, bro?
BZ.
Yo, before we get to having too much fun, we want to ask that everybody subscribe to our respective YouTubes. Go ahead, shout them out.
Big and Lazy on everything. Big and Lazy on YouTube. Instagram, Big and Lazy Pod. Follow us on it. We on everything. TikTok, Twitter, Facebook.
Y'all on Twitter? I don't know how to work Twitter.
It's X now. X.
Yeah,
now.
X. Twitter. And that's the right name for it.
It should be called X. That's
some, yeah, I they should know by now. But
yeah.
You know, they should know by now, but...
No,
and
what?
And with, no, you know what your socials are because, you're going crazy right now. Yeah. And We Them Girls?
We Them Girls Pod on the IG and TikTok. We Them Girls Podcast on the YouTube.
Yeah. But, I like that.
Plus, I like to travel. I like, y'all stay on the go. Y'all was on like a, y'all was out of the country, what, for like 3 straight weeks or something like that? Y'all was,
nah, we was on tour, though.
Yeah, I was on tour. Like, every time I seen y'all, I was on the beach or something.
Yeah, but ain't nothing like beach. Getting out of town, though. Getting out of just, you know.
Could you describe your, like, tell us about your recent travel, just a little, where you been at?
We went to Virginia Beach for her symposium. And then we went to Punta Cana for a birthday trip.
Okay.
And we went to Atlanta for a healing summit.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Healing Summit.
You know like where? You know where Martin went.
You say where?
You know where Martin went.
With Brother Ryan.
Brother Sunflower.
Yeah.
Sunflower. That is not what that was.
Nah, describe it because Mel's mama spoke at the.
So my mom's a minister, and she wrote a book, and she's got a women's ministry. But she was invited to come to this Healing Summit. And it was kind of like a conference type situation. But it was like an all day thing and there were like different speakers and, she was invited to be a vendor too. So she had a vendor table. They had different vendor tables. So different people had like books and, different merch and stuff.
Y'all should grab her book, Necessary Affliction. It's really good. It's on Amazon.
We'll put it in the description.
Yeah,
For sure. Really good. But, yeah, so different people were just, like, giving their testimonies and how they overcame the trauma. Things that they, yes, it was a trauma healing summit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was it only for women or was it?
No, and the great. Men's segment was my favorite.
It was great. So good.
It was my so favorite.
Good. And they were, like, bridging the gap between younger men and older men. Mm-hmm. And just conversations that you just normally wouldn't have because a lot of the men were saying we just don't really communicate about, like, the issues that we go through for real. Mm-hmm. We just keep pushing because
we men.
Right. And so to be able to actually hear their perspectives on the stuff that they went through, it was really dope.
And being vulnerable. And
It was dope. But I like that each trip served a different purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Of y'all's journey.
Mm-hmm.
I like that y'all do it together too because it's like you have that companion no matter what.
Yeah.
And girls' trips don't always, I figured that out on TikTok. You got that player partner, you stick with that one because you added a third.
You gotta go with the right folks.
You can't travel with everybody.
Because y'all hang outside the podcast, y'all hang out. He don't like hanging with me. He said, man, nah, man, I only hang with married. He said, only hang with married people.
That's not true.
I'm like, hurts my feelings. I'll be inviting them to stuff. Nah, man, I ain't hanging with you. I'm with my wife. I'm like,
that's not true.
If he's going to my room and cry.
If bro invites me,
I'm talking about TJ.
If bro invites me, I'll come. But we be on the same page. He be at the house.
Yeah, chilling.
He be at the house.
You can go to his house.
Yeah, facts.
Y'all can't at the house.
We just FaceTime.
We work together.
Smoke out the can.
We do the podcast together. I go over Mel's house. We go to church together.
Maybe we need to. Maybe we need to start. But you know, I'll be traveling too.
Yeah.
You know,
y'all
bruh.
Didn't take a trip together.
Yeah.
Every now and again, you might catch us at the grocery store together. Nah, we used to when we lived in the same apartment.
We lived in the same apartment too?
We did.
Y'all beat up bitch down together.
I'm gonna let her handle that. Period. I ain't never been in a fight before.
Oh, you never been in a fight? Mm-mm. Never ever in your life. Never.
You probably really wild out then.
Never, right, even a little kid or nothing.
No, I didn't really. I ain't get into it with people like it. I ain't really having problems for real.
I ain't fought as an adult, but as a kid, I you know.
I could have fought this girl in college. And I wanted to. But I was on scholarship and I didn't want to lose my scholarship.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Fighting sucks.
But yeah, I was like, I'm always thinking about the repercussions.
Yeah.
Now, if you get me mad enough to the point to where I'm not thinking about none of that, calm me down.
Yeah. Because
at that point.
That's scary though. Somebody that's never been there, you know, been at that point. You know what I mean? But yeah, we need to start doing more. I think I be working so much and I'm trying to open another shop. So it's like, this is a job too,
mm-hmm.
you know, keeping up with the, you know, the content and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But off camera, you was talking about guys talking in riddles or codes or...
What? But we didn't even get to that yet.
I'm just saying it struck me though, because we was talking about... Y'all was talking about the healing summit.
Uh-huh.
And y'all was talking about, I just wanted to see if any of that could play into.
It don't.
Okay.
I don't feel like. Feel like with the healing summit was exactly what we said it is. Like,
okay.
We were there to heal. Like, we thought we were going to be working and we was in there crying. But now just, these were grown men having a conversation.
Right.
Amongst each other. Like, it wasn't no talking. Now, they got deep.
Right.
But that was
about what? When you say traumas, like, what? Was it certain traumas, like childhood traumas? Daddy issues?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And just being vulnerable vulnerable with our wives and girlfriends and stuff like that. Or what was the one where they said a time where you felt prideful versus being shameful or something like that? So just different things like that. But
and I like that they gave. Their perspective to women and women in relationship on how to, like what ways would be better to get your man to open up to you or like doing this versus doing that, like badgering them to open up is not going to get them to open up. The way that you respond to them when they do decide to open up could like be... It could get them to open up more or it can make them shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was just really good to hear from a man's point of view because a lot of times, honest.
Yeah. And being honest and vulnerable too. Yeah.
And a lot of times we as women will have questions about men and we'll go to other women. Like, that don't even make sense. We all lost out here. We need to hear from a man's perspective on how to deal with men.
Speaking of traumas, y'all ever seen the movie Fences with Denzel Washington? That's a good movie.
It is. Yeah,
that's probably one of Denzel's best acting. It's better movies, but I didn't watch it a couple of times.
I think
last
the most
week,
fucked
like,
up. That's the most fucked up character you ever played to me, though. Mm-hmm.
Besides, you got Lonzo from Train Day.
Nah, I mean, Dirty Cop. We expected that.
Yeah. But he was a terrible father. Would you say he was a terrible father?
You talking about on Fences?
Yeah, on Fences.
No, I think he was strong. I mean, that's how... That's why you get those type of men out of those homes, too, because they raised so strong. You know what I mean? Like, you know how we was raised. Ain't none of that crying shit. Especially, we had four boys in the house. So, it's like, ain't no crying. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You can barely express yourself. My parents was like, oh, you sick? Going to school. You know.
That sucks.
You know, that's how we was raised. Most men. You know what I mean?
I think it depends on the generation, too.
Oh, definitely.
His generation was brought up on the men are supposed to be providers. Yeah. That's their sole provide and protect. That's their sole responsibility.
Yeah.
Thanks.
When it comes to your feelings, I don't know nothing about that.
Right.
Showing emotion and making sure that you feel loved. I don't really know too much about that, but what I can do to show you that I love you is to provide for you and to protect you. And I feel like it's a lot of men out here, and I feel like it can
take a man for an ego trip. For me, I think that's where it fucks up men. It takes them on an ego trip. Like, because you provide and you're doing all this, you feel like I can go have another baby or I can go do what I want. You know what I mean? Because he had a baby on her, you know what I mean? Yeah. In the midst of providing, but that's why she was down, like you said, so long, because he was providing. He was making sure the stuff was on. So certain stuff she took because, and that was a time that women didn't really have nowhere else to go after that. You didn't been with this man your whole life.
It's a different time.
And if he was the one providing for you,
you're not working.
I'm stuck. Mm-hmm. I don't have the means to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially back then.
Yeah.
So I know somebody like it. Like, he provides. Overall, he's a good guy, good husband, but yeah, he got a little something on the side. Is that frowned upon?
Yes.
It's frowned upon if the arrangement and agreement that you have with your partner is that you're going to be monogamous. It's absolutely frowned upon.
Right.
Okay, I guess. I
mean, do you want to get married?
No.
Okay, good.
But what I'm saying, though, like, you got to have a foundation for yourself, I think. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, you building a family, you got kids, you got a wife, a girlfriend, and you paying all the bills, you providing, you doing, being a great guy, you know. Once you start to develop restraint and, you know, not necessarily want to always have shit about you, that's when it hits the fan for you. Like, you know, it don't go hand in hand. Me providing and then I can go cheat and have someone on the side. Yeah, it just really
don't make no sense. Like, ain't no point. You might as well not even get married.
But if your woman's like, shit, he paying these bills, he can do what he want. You got some women out here like that.
I think to me where it gets weird for me is the fact that a lot of men can have discipline and self-discipline in every other area of their life. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to being faithful to their partner, for some reason that discipline just goes out the window. And I get that men and women are wired differently. Mm-hmm. Totally get that. But if you can be disciplined and have restraint in every other area of your life, why is it that when it comes to honoring your woman, you can't have discipline in that area? Mm-hmm. That just don't make sense to me.
I think that's just men living in their true essence. I don't think we necessarily meant to design to be with one woman.
So why then be with just one woman and say, tell her that you just want to be with her and only her?
Right.
But then go be with whoever else.
I don't agree with that. But I just think that some men just live in that essence. Like me, I've lived in that, and I've also lived in like my word, what I say. Especially what you expect from me. I've lived up to that as well. But I just don't think we are necessarily designed, especially at a young age, to be settled down. It's like, it's very, you have to be disciplined to hold somebody's heart. And that's just, what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So it's like, and we not all taught that neither. Like, you know how we was brought up. Oh, nephew, you got her and her. Oh, man, you doing it. With no OGs, like, hey, man.
Right.
Choose.
That's a very good point.
You know what I'm saying? Our mothers is probably it. My mama was probably the only person that ever said that to me. When different girls call in the house, you need to choose one. Somebody gonna end up hurt. And I'm like, man, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But then
good mama. Some people's mamas ain't doing that.
Oh, man, my mama, it's too many of them calling her. You gotta do something about this. You know what I'm saying?
These fast tails calling,
you know what I mean? So it's like, it's that, and it's like, okay, your mama can say it, but your OGs, men around you,
looking
that
up to the men,
I mean, that's what we grew up pimping and playa. We thought that was exactly how you're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And some people can't grow out of that 20 to 25, 25 to 30, you know, 30, 35. It's just a cycle of playing. Like, so, niggas like to play.
So have y'all ever been invested in a relationship and found out, like, this man is like living a double life, or this man ain't what he claims to be?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm. So how did you find out? Like, what made you like, what did you go through this phone? Or was it just like,
Stuff
don't be adding up. It depends on the situation, because it done happened more than once.
Mm-hmm.
One time somebody done came to me and told me, a couple of times somebody done told me, most recently, the girlfriend called my phone from his phone.
What's that conversation like? Like,
it wasn't really a conversation. I mean, she called my phone and was like, whatever so-and-so done told you is a motherfucking lie. He's in a whole motherfucking relationship. Well, she's going off.
Yeah.
I'm listening, and then I hang up because I don't do all the rah-rah. You need to go and talk to him because I didn't know you existed.
Yeah. I don't owe you no loyalty.
I don't owe you nothing.
But and we got to understand that, too. I'm never going, if I catch anything, I'm never going in no niggas. Unless you in my house, man, that's you just violating. But other than that, it's on you.
I appreciated it because I didn't know.
Right. That got to feel crazy, though, too.
And when I asked you, you lied. Like, you didn't even mention. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated it because I wouldn't have known that you had a girlfriend. The girlfriend didn't call me. But outside of that, you handle that with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't got nothing to do with that.
I feel like you don't approach the woman.
For what?
You
can't.
What's she going to do?
Nothing. Because for real, if I was that type of woman, you could have called me and let me know that, and I could have still been fucking with him. Mm-hmm. Right. Because a lot of women do.
Yeah, they ain't tripping.
Because I don't owe you nothing.
A lot of women be at times in their life where they take it how it is.
Y'all never played the side chick position? I played the side dude for quite a while.
We're gonna keep it a bug.
I'm the dean at Side D University.
Why do you enjoy the side dude role?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Do I enjoy it? I mean, I don't particularly enjoy it.
But you don't have no problem with it?
Nah, I don't have no problem.
Why, though?
Go ahead.
Because, if I know I'm really not trying to be with you, and you know you're really not trying to be with me like that, then why? You know what I mean? Why get in our feelings? Why go there?
I think it evens the gap, too, between men and women.
Ain't no even and no gap.
It is because women and men both have ways of cheating. If they cheating, they making the sad dude or the sad girl feel important. That's why they be like, man, fuck who he with. This nigga do this. This nigga
and that's
do that.
What causes the riffraff.
And just like the niggas. That's why a lot of women have been sad women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not speaking for me. I'm just saying what the people done said. Mm-hmm. They said that they are cool with being the side chick because they get the benefits without all of the headache.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, I was side nigga of the year, like 2 times in a row. But now, this day and age, if you got a boyfriend, anything, people like it's nice. A married woman throwing it at me. These guys have seen the message. It's a married woman at my heels. No, I'm not doing that. It's over. We got a family. He take care of you, man. Nah, you don't want to mess it up for me. I ain't what I used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't worth it because, for one, I'm going to catch feelings eventually.
I'm going to catch feelings. That's, so let's not do that.
That's why I don't agree. That's why I don't cheat. Because side chicks never work out for me. They see what you're doing for your woman and your kids. I've even had a female tell me that years ago. I'm like, why me though? You throwing it at me, you know what I got at home. You this and that. Because I love what you're doing, and I just...
And it might not even be what it's cracked up to be.
It's never...
You might
never
think
is.
It looks like one thing on the outside, but then when you get there, it ain't really what you think it is.
Or it's one thing while you're the side chick.
Yeah.
And then you thinking and hoping that it's going to be something more if you are the main chick or the only chick. And it's not going to be the same thing.
Mm-mm.
They always catch feelings. I've never had a successful side chick.
Like, you could say that and be like, it'll never be that. But at some point, I don't know. Y'all always catch feelings. I'm not saying.
We're women.
But I'm going to keep it real.
Niggas catch feelings. They do, too.
Why, though? If I'm honest with you up front, it's not going to be that.
We're emotional creatures. I just feel like we... we are set up to catch feelings.
Yeah. Women are, and men, like I said earlier, are wired differently. Mm-hmm. So we lead a lot with emotion.
Mm-hmm. I heard this guy say on TikTok that he was talking about men and women being wired differently. And he was like, women are raised to want the fairy tale, want the marriages. Mm-hmm. Men are not. And when they realize that they have fallen for a woman, it's like, oh, shit, now I got to provide. I love this woman. I got to mm-hmm. be with her. I want to marry her. And this is what it's going to be. But until he knows that, then it's just not set up like it. Like, y'all right. are not wired to do that.
And I think y'all wired for that, even if y'all don't see it exactly. in the house. I think for a man, it's like, if you see your mother being loved properly, chances are you go through your little whole mm-hmm. stage, but you like, damn, my mom and dad still together. I want that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's key with men. Like, I don't think men and women, I think they are wired different, but I think it's a gap that's being closed every day with a lot of stuff. I don't know if it's because of the women or the men in this generation, but it's definitely like, I feel like it's more women players.
Yeah, because we learn in the game. Yeah, we learn in the game, and we tired of y'all playing around.
We tired of playing. Once you done been played so many times, it's like, thanks. Are you going to keep falling for the same stuff?
I know the game now.
Or are you just going to play the game with them? And I feel like a lot of women have just learned to play the game. Mm-hmm.
So do y'all think, like, as women, y'all want to be married and stuff like that, how are you going to go about it to get this perfect guy?
There is no perfect guy.
No. I mean, perfect for you. Because, you know
work.
What I mean?
It takes work.
Because people that's really...
Was you perfect for your wife?
No.
Exactly.
So I had, it took a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly. You know I mean? So,
but are y'all willing to... Like, that's a... Like, we can all say that what we would go through and not go through. You know what I mean? I don't think that we... If I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for grace. For somebody having grace for me.
Yeah, you got to have grace for people. But it's certain things that you... Allow yourself to put up with.
Facts though. Because I don't agree with most of these niggas be doing. My nigga over here, he's single. He's a great guy, you know. But some of these niggas be like, they have a baby mama, a wife, a girlfriend.
You speak about me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both of my guys, hey, okay. Wood too. Like, they single guys. They ain't no lying. They rap. You know what I mean? But I don't agree with starting a family. And
how
then,
you know ain't no lying, they rap?
Because I know them. These are my guys.
You don't know them when it comes to women. They be talking deep and don't be saying nothing.
Got a big studio downtown. I always
let you know, like, we're not gonna be that. I'm not on that right now. I ain't got time mm-hmm. for that. I got kids. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like that makes women want you more though when you like, I don't want a relationship. Cause I talk to this girl all the time that comes to get her hair done, and she's always like, you know, she got this dude that's her man, that's not her man.
And I don't like it.
Like, you feel me? Like, I don't get it.
You said you don't like it?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
Don't be my man and I'll be my man.
Carisha. What's her name, Carisha? We single, but we not.
You ain't doing no unofficial relationships?
No. We either in one or we not.
We done been there, done it.
Been there, done it.
And at this point, and like, it's like, there's so many things or situations you done been through. It's like, I don't have to do that again.
Yeah.
Like, and once you grow up and you evolve, you don't have to keep doing the same stuff.
You don't, and you keep doing the same stuff, I feel like you setting yourself back from what you really want.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the key, standing on your own business, mm-hmm. your own morals and stuff like that, because I think people backslide all the time for sex. I think
people
sex...
backslide because they lonely.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. and sex is... Everybody... He's addicted to sex.
Duh.
You know, I'm going to keep it real. Me, I was scrolling on Facebook one day. I'm like, man, it's like, dang.
It's a lot of smut on there, ain't it?
It's like, dang,
it's
y'all.
A lot of smut.
Like a lot of
y'all and he. It's like people would rather be single just to, you know what I mean?
I think people are addicted to feeling good.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's the dopamines in your brain. Yeah. We can talk about that. Yeah.
It don't even necessarily have to be sex. Like, whatever makes my flesh feel good, I want to do that. And you're not going to think about the repercussions of it.
Yeah.
So that's why so many people are addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, women, men.
Food, lottery. Food. Yeah, gambling.
My granddaddy.
Yeah, whatever's going to make you feel good in that moment, let me do that.
Mm-hmm. My granddaddy said, don't get addicted to things that make you feel good. Mm-hmm. Don't fall victim to things that make you feel good. And I didn't get that until I got older.
Like, you're only going to feel good for that moment.
Yeah. Then you're going to be in your feelings afterwards.
Yeah. I think we all, but I think the whole world just needs to, like, check their morals and things they really want going out. Once you go out into the world and you mingling and you want to, being honest is totally cool, but then you might be dealing with people that you honest with and they not hearing that shit. They, you know, you engaging with me, you having sex with me. That's why I don't, like, I tell all my young niggas, I'm like, bro, if you going to be with your baby mama, be with your baby mama, bro. Because it's you always going to come back to her, whether she wants you back or not.
I don't think that's true.
You know what I mean? Dudes always, I think when they get a certain age, all niggas want that first. She might have been fucked up. You might not never want to fuck with her again. But most niggas fuck up the relationship in the beginning, whether they're young or not.
Yeah.
Whether they're young or not, most niggas, you got females that will, but 85% is
so
men.
So you saying there's majority niggas that fuck up the relationship?
Yeah. No, that's not true.
Yeah, I think it is.
That's not true at all.
I'm going to tell you why I think. I think because what's the first thing they say in the Bible? You know, I ain't trying to get biblical, but men should first what? Lead.
Yeah.
If you're not leading, you know what I mean? You have to be a leader. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be no regular, you know what I'm saying, Joe. You know what I'm saying? So if we ain't leading, how can we expect to our women and the village to follow us? You know what I mean?
But you also can lead somebody off a cliff.
That's what I'm saying. That's not leading.
Yeah.
That's not leading.
Every man don't know how to lead either.
Facts.
And I feel like a lot of the relationships ain't even built like it. Like, yes, that might be what the Bible says. But a whole lot of relationships are not biblical today.
No, they not.
So
the woman don't let the man lead. Mm-hmm. And the man could be leading you in the wrong direction. But that's why we be so fucked up. Because I ain't going to say I got everything on Mac, on lock. I can say what. But it is like that. You know what I mean? It's what I say. But it's not discrediting anything you got to say because you my partner. You my one. So I'll never be like, I don't care what you say. This is how it's going to go. But if I'm leading you and I'm letting you know, like, you good. I'm providing. You can trust my word. Stuff like that. Some women that fuck up, they get vulnerable. You got women out here to do malicious shit, but most women get vulnerable from the things that you've done. That's what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It could be 5 years from when you did something. You feel me? A woman's brain is wired way different. Like, they not going to move unless you provoke it. You know what I mean? Most women, I think. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I don't agree.
So, have you ever, like they say, women drop good guys all the time. Have you ever dropped a... Yeah.
But that's what I mean, though. But that's what I mean, though. Me being around you and your personality, I feel like if a guy was to come to you and be totally honest and strong words, strong mind, strong willpower, you would... I ain't going to say submit, because it's just submitting to... People don't be the same. But you would just melt to him. You would be... you ain't gonna drop your business and just fall off the earth. You just gonna be, all right, whatever you say, because I trust your word. And I don't want to do that, though. I don't think we should do that because I'm helping you build and I'm adding to your value. You adding to mine. So it should never be one way street where a man could just tell you what to do. This is this and that. But I also feel like women contribute so much to a man's development.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To where if a man is really leading you and being honest and you trust in his word, you're going to be his soldier, the biggest soldier he got.
For sure.
But you got to know how to lead.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I never been proposed to.
But why do you feel like it's majority of guys fucking it up?
Though? I don't think
it is. You ain't never addressed that, though. Like, let's get back to that. Why do you feel like guys?
I'm going
to
say it like this. It's only a small percent of women that don't want something good. Most women want something good. Even if they don't know exactly what it is, a man can bring out certain things out of you, and a woman too. You feel me? Anybody that's good for you is going to bring best value out of you. I think it's a small percent of women that's just misled, misguided, misused, to where they that small percent that's fucked up ass women. You know what I mean? They might have learned it from their mamas.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.